I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Scurble, and this week on Wordmaster, more junk English.
Back in 2001, we talked to writer Ken Smith about his book, Junk English. In his words, junk English is much more than sloppy grammar. Most often, it's a trick we play on ourselves, he says, to make the unremarkable seem important.
Ken Smith is back with a sequel, Junk English 2. I talked to him about some examples of what he considers pretentious language, yet even he admits that sometimes the best way to say something is not always what people want to hear.
If you speak precisely in idiomatic American English, it almost sounds pretentious. I mean, because idiomatic American English is very casual. So you've got the sort of pretentious variant, you've got the normal variant, and then you've got sort of the junk English variant falling off to the other side. So say you take a word like, talk. Mm. Now, if you wanted to say that with sort of a pretentious air, you'd say converse. Not necessarily wrong, but it has a sort of a snobbish air to it that's not really casual as American English is. But if you wanted to go into the junk English side, you'd say, you know, we need to dialogue, you know, using dialogue as a verb. That's definitely junk English. The problem is that sometimes you have to understand what the purpose of the language is. I mean, do you want to be correct? Do you want to be clear? Or do you want to fit in with your crowd? And they're almost like there's three different languages at work here.
You're right. Take a word like succeed. You could say I succeeded or I did well.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the junk?
Succeed. Well, I don't know. You might have been impactful. that might be a junk English use of that. I think actually impactful is more effective. Like if you were effective, the pretentious variant of that would be you were efficacious.
Uh-huh.
But the junk English is you were impactful. So there's a lot of examples like that. Well, like new is another good example. New, simple word. But if you want to be pretentious, you'd say, oh, that's postmodern. If you use it in art, that's fine. I mean, it's an established, you know, sort of jargon in art. But, I mean, to use it just to describe something, like, oh, that's very postmodern if you're referring to a new car that you've got. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just, it's pretentious.
And elsewhere in your book, I came across a word that we do hear a good bit lately is the word meme. And I've always wanted to do something about that. First of all, can you explain what exactly is a meme?
Well, a meme is, again, it's a term of philosophy. It's actually a term of science, meaning to sort of describe a thought or a belief or a behavior that can spread, from one person to another within a culture. It's a very specific term. And again, if you're using it in an academic sense, that's fine. But then the word has sort of spilled over, like so many terms do, into the general language. And that's just pretentious. I'm utterly enthralled with your new meme. You know, it's an idea. You had an idea or a thought or, you know, I mean, that's what a meme is in general usage.
And we should spell it M-E-M-E.
M-E, yeah.
So it's not meme-y, it's a
no.
meme. And and you say it's a pretentious language for idea, slogan, and so on now. But as I've heard it, that term used, isn't it sort of like an idea that spreads like a virus?
Well, but all, I mean, yeah. You could say that of any idea. I mean, you can make that analogy. That's just a metaphor. You know, as far as like a viral, well, that's viral marketing. I mean, as they use in business terminology. So is that a meme? I don't know. I think it's just, they're just ideas.
Now, let me ask you, is there a term where you have to use the pretentious form?
Well, it's not necessarily pretentious. I mean, some words I don't like, but I can't think of a better way of saying it. For example, multitasking. I don't like multitasking. It just seems kind of long and grating. But I honestly can't think of a better, more efficient way to say doing several things at once, you know, or doing a lot of things at the same time, which is what multitasking means. So it's a useful word. Much as I dislike it, I have to admit that it serves a purpose.
Now, looking at the cover of your book here, it is Junk English 2, The Inevitability of Sequelization.
Yes.
Is that your idea of a joke?
Yes, it is. The clean way of saying that would be the inevitable sequel. What the junk English way is to say the inevitability of sequelization. One of the ways of recognizing junk English is it's tacking a lot of extra syllables onto specific words. For example, we cited impact before. Well, that's now become impactfulness, which makes a bad thing worse. That's a problem that we have here in America. People, I'm not sure that other people in other countries speaking English do that. I hope they don't.
Ken Smith is a writer. His newest book is called Junk English 2.
If you'd like to impact your English learning, visit our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Scurble.